all of the running lights around the raft were lit, and to Jonathan's amazement, the masts were rigged, and the raft was sailing with the breeze at a good clip, accounting for the extra hours the companions had paddled in search of her. The glow of the torchlight reflected off the fog and stained the air a ruddy pink round about the raft. Strange shadows undulated against the fog on all sides, as if the torchlight was shining against a dim grey curtain. On deck were a dozen capering little men, tilting this way and that, and howling and cackling and pounding away with their feet and fists against anything handy. Dooley cringed before this fearful drumming. Jonathan gave him an encouraging nod in an attempt to look stalwart and quell his fears. Because the three in the canoe were in darkness and looking into the light, they could see the goblins clearly before the goblins could see them. But the stalwart looks were all for naught when they drew near enough to glimpse the hideous faces of the goblins on board. Although each was smaller even than a dwarf, and thin and bony like a skeleton with a skin of leather stretched over it, Jonathan found it hard to convince himself of the facts. The figures seemed to grow and shrink on the mist like their leaping shadows. One moment they looked like smiling, prancing elves, and the next like grim shadows of death with sunken eyes and protruding teeth and ghastly, misshapen hands like the claws of crabs. There was no order to their leaping about, nor rhythm to their gonging and pounding, and though no fires save the torches burning on deck were in evidence, their cauldron sent steam bubbling up into the fog. One great goblin, taller than the rest by a grisly head, howled and cursed as he stirred the contents of the pot, his eyes glowing like embers in a ruin of a face. His companions, seemingly without purpose, toppled past and dropped random objects into the bubbling cauldron. The sextant, a cheese, the keg of nails, a length of rope, and all manner of lunatic things. It was all done in a rout, all mayhem done for the ghastly pleasure of the thing. Jonathan, whose teeth were chattering, didn't like the affair at all. A cry like the wail of a marsh devil at sunup went from one of the leaping goblins. The three companions had been seen. The troop of goblins lined the rail, pointing and beckoning and howling and laughing. Jonathan saw one rolling the dill pickle keg along the deck and off into the river, and it bobbed along near the canoe for a moment before the current took it and swept it on toward the sea. Then one of the goblins yanked a torch from its fastening, and Jonathan was certain it was intent upon firing the ship. Instead, the creature set fire to its own hair and leaped blazing to and fro about the deck. Wild laughter issued from between its pointed teeth, and the fire seemed to melt the skin from its face, and it ran down and left only a grinning skull with flaming hair.